climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the Joel and Thomas Show on this Free Thinker Friday right here on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1. Joining me by phone is Spencer Cradian. He's the Associate Director of Project 2025. Spencer, thanks for taking a moment.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, Spencer, let's kick things off with an overview for those who don't know about Project 2025. What is Project 2025 all about?
It is all about getting ready for the conservative president we hope will be taking office in 2025. And it really is the conservative movement coming together, more than 80 organizations now, and working, rowing in the same direction, making sure that we have the policies ready for the next president, making sure that we have the people ready who are going to work for the next president, making sure they're trained up ahead of time, and then making sure that we put in place at each federal agency a transition plan that will deliver the conservative change that this country needs for the period that will begin in 2025 over the next 4 years. And it's available at project2025.org.
Well, it sounds like a very proactive approach, because as you're doing this behind-the-scenes work, that certainly will make for a much smoother transformation and transition. What are you looking at as first priorities?
Sure. Well, the first thing is that we need to realize as conservatives, we are miles behind the left when it comes to presidential transitions and serving in government. We need to build this infrastructure and bridge these gaps on the right so that we can show that two can play this game. You know, the political composition of Washington, D.C. is not favorable to us. So we need to get our people there. And that the first overall issue is, you know, we need to deconstruct the administrative state. We're going to need the people to do it. And then throughout the federal government, you know, we need to root out these three-letter acronyms at our federal agencies, the CRT, DEI, ESG type of stuff. We need to make sure that we protect life and family. We need to have a different foreign policy from the current one. We need to seal our southern border and return to American energy dominance. So you hear the candidates talking about those things, and we hope that we will have done the work ahead of time through Project 2025, and we'll be ready to go on day one.
Let's take a look a little more in depth at foreign policy, because given everything that is currently happening over in the Middle East, what are the number one areas that you're focusing on in terms of making that foreign policy be effective for what's happening now?
Well, we need a foreign policy that puts America first. We need to be strong on the international stage, not weak. We need to support our allies, make sure that our adversaries fear us. And we need, you know, national sovereignty and respect for borders. That's very important. And then we need a wholesale reform at the Defense Department and the State Department. You know, there is so much waste at those agencies. There are so many layers upon layers of bureaucracy within the Foreign Service and the military. We do need to exercise robust political control of the foreign policy apparatus so that the president can put his or her agenda through the agencies and not have to worry about getting foiled by the deep state, as has happened to conservative presidents in the past.
As I'm listening to everything that you're saying, I'm hearing this theme of removing those roadblocks and looking for ways to create more unity within the conservative movement. So let's zero in on families, putting families first. What are the first priorities in making some changes there?
Well, I think so. You can read our whole book, Mandate for Leadership, at project2025.org. But we need to return life. We need to protect life in the womb at all stages. We need to protect families. We need to return family to the centerpiece of American life. We need to incentivize families to have children. people to get married. We outline a whole host of policies there, and we certainly need to stop the wokeness in the schools and the left's attack on childhood. You know, so all of those issues are going to be part of any conservative administration, and we're not afraid to say it.
The birth rate in this country has dropped significantly, and I think that's something that a lot of people are not aware of.
Yeah, that's true. We face a looming demographic challenge that way. We you know, people are not pollution. We need to encourage families to have kids and be supportive of big families and make sure that we respect the innate differences between men and women.
I think some of what I'm hearing is we have got to get back to some of those things that were working, because it appears that in a lot of ways we've gotten away from some of those good, solid values and policies and ideas that were propelling us forward.
That's absolutely right. We have a woke and weaponized government that is the source of a lot of our stress. We've also, you know, we've allowed the left to capture the institutions in this country, and through Project 2025 is how we're going to reclaim those institutions and make sure that when the American people elect a conservative president, they actually are going to get what they voted for, because the president and his or her team are going to be ready on day one to get their agenda through.
Well, it must be a very exciting time for you and the rest of the team at Project 2025, as there is so much going on and so much to, you know, really get a handle on right now. Now, if people would like to know much more, let's give them again that information on where they can learn more about Project 2025.
Absolutely. It's project2025.org. And you'll notice we have four pillars of the project. So at that website, project2025.org, you can read our mandate for leadership. It's more than 900 pages. It goes through each federal agency. You can read the chapter on the agency that you're most interested in, maybe. Then you can sign up for our presidential personnel database. If you want to come to Washington and work for the next conservative president, or are just interested in learning more about that, make a profile on our database and take the third pillar, which is our Presidential Administration Academy. This is our training component. You know, if you've ever wondered, how are you going to navigate a federal agency? What's it like to relocate to D.C. and how to do your security clearance paperwork, your financial disclosure, all the things you're going to need to do if you're serving the president? That's pillar three. And then we also have a transition plan teams that are working now for each agency to come up with the fourth pillar, which is our playbook. So it's at project2025.org, and please spread the word. You know, folks need to know that the conservative movement has a plan, help is on the way, and we're going to defeat the absolutely. This is a call to action for the conservative grassroots. It's a call to action for conservatives across the country to get involved and be a part of the next conservative revolution that will take place in 2025.
Spencer Cradian, Associate Director of Project 2025, thank you very much for taking a moment to get us up to speed on Project 2025 and the exciting things that are sure to come.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.